can you utilize your dreams to do things for you in your personal life? Maybe, you know, a successful career or a relationship or whatever, merely by going to sleep and thinking about it, picturing it, and then you just go to sleep and just, you know, again, let the subconscious do its work for you. Can you do that?
Absolutely, and we call it programming your dream. And really, it's about creating your life and the life that you want to lead, the life that you want to live. And it takes effort, okay? So you lay down, you go to sleep, and actually, I'll give you the first technique, and it's entitled the Hue technique. And it's a toning, it's a sound, George, so let me go ahead and do the Hue, give you
okay,
a demo.
Okay, sure.
All right, here we go. Hue. H-U, Hue. It's the toning technique you would do when you lay down. You would do three hues. As you lay down, you get comfy, close your eyes. You're to visualize what it is you're wanting to create for yourself, be it a better relationship, a better career, this type of thing. It even helps if you jot it in the journal, your goal, you know, that whole goal-setting thing,
yes.
And we're going to write it down. So you go ahead, you journal it, you visualize it, you hue, which helps clear, and it helps you become receptive and open. That's why we hue. It also helps relax you and get a good night's sleep and this type of thing, George. And then you go ahead and you really create, through the visualization and programming your dream, the type of scenario that you are looking for. Now, let's keep in mind, we work with the inner. We call it the inner and the outer, George. That's working on the inner planes, the inner part of yourself. But we also have to work towards those things on the outer. They just don't come to us, as we all know, because we all work really hard in this life, I feel. And we work for the things that we've got coming. And with that, you've got to put in the effort. You've got to put in the work. You work on the inner. You work on the outer. And then you leave the results up to spirit, if you will, or your higher self, to fill in that mold of what you created.
Do you find that successful people use these techniques all the time?
Absolutely, whether they are aware of it or not. Some people, I think it's, you know, again, the innate abilities, and some people have to work at it to become proficient, just like building a bicep. You know, it takes time, it takes repetition, it takes effort and a discipline. But we can hone these techniques and become pretty creative individuals.
Are there some people, Michael and Nicole, who use their dreams to do harm to other people?
I'm so happy you mentioned that, because you know what? Yes, and they're called dreams of intrusion, George.
Dreams
and they
of
do
intrusion.
Happen. And you know, here's a good way, you know, like, how can I identify this? Is this a dream of intrusion? Well, in your dream, if an individual that you know is acting out of character, or you yourself are acting out of character, that's a telltale sign of a dream of intrusion. Now, you'd say, well, that son of a gun. Well, you know what, though? Actually, we are fully responsible for the things that happen to us. So someone can be projecting all kinds of thoughts onto us. Well, shame on them, you know, and that type of thing. However, it comes back to us and being fully responsible for protecting ourselves.
So if someone is envious, someone resents us, someone is maybe even fantasizing about
or maybe
us,
even out to hurt you physically.
Yes, and is holding feelings of resentment, anger, that sort of thing gets projected out into our dreams. They are probably unaware of what they're doing, but nonetheless, those things show up in our dreams, like Nikki said, characters acting out of sorts, or maybe we are way out of character in a dream. That's a dream of intrusion. And
now, this is pretty weird, though. The intruder, the guy who goes to bed thinking, all right, I'm going to get Joe Blow here, and it could be anything from I want him to die of a heart attack in his sleep to I hope he gets fired at his job, whatever it is, this negativity. If this person ends up in your dream, you go to sleep and you're dreaming and you see this guy acting peculiar or strange, are the chances are that that person then is doing something to you?
Yes. Actually, yes. And you can kind of figure it out by working back, like by regression, to figure out who it is. Because basically I would ask the question, okay, who's in my life right now that I feel would fit the mold for causing a dream of intrusion? And usually I can narrow it down probably to a few people. And at that point, you know most likely who's doing it, but what's more important, you have to figure out how to get them out of your dream.
I would guess that there are some people who have practiced dreams, shamanism, whatever, over the years, are probably pretty good at this, aren't they?
There are some people out there, George, you have no idea exactly how skilled they are. They have been doing it their whole life. There are people who, from the time they are small, are taught how to manipulate dreams, how to go into other people's dreams. Some people call it more commonly like voodoo, black magic.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, how to manipulate dreams, how to get somebody to, how to harm them in a psychic way.
Does it ever have a boomerang effect and come back and get the intruder?
It certainly can if you use a certain protection technique. For example, if you put up, one technique would be you would put up a mirror or just visualize. You wrap yourself in mirrors. The mirrors are facing outward. Whatever that person does, once you get your mirrors up, whatever they do hits the mirrors and reflects back to them. So at that point, they get immediately what they send.
And the ultimate technique to use every night when you lay down, really, is to hew. To hew three times when you lay down at night will put up that force field and protect you in the dream state, in the sleep state. So things of a higher, pure nature can come in. And none of that negative stuff.
How does that work, Nicole? How does the hew work in terms of the physics behind it? What does it do?
Well, the hue is a vibration. It's a frequency. Just like, you know, we have, let's say we go to sleep.
Or like a tuning fork, right?
Exactly.
Or even like a radio station. Depending on which location you are listening to your show, you tune into that frequency to pick up the show. If you don't tune into that frequency, you don't get it. And that's essentially how the hue works also. It sets up a force field or frequency around you that is very, very fine, very strong, and it keeps any negative influences out.